But the Sphinx has massive water damage, and the pyramids of Giza do not.
Now, how do they carbon date the Sphinx? I thought it was just all stone.
There's remnants. There's more than just stone in the pyramid and the Sphinx. There's particles of biological material. You can carbon date anything that had carbon matter in it, moving from C12 to C14 based on the radiation while the plant life and plant material was alive during that time. So there's sticks and stones, and there's not stones, but there's sticks and biological debris, not mammal debris, but vegetation type debris that is found in the, you know, basically in the structures of those two devices.
And doesn't the Sphinx show massive water damage on the outside?
It does. It does. In fact, this makes perfect sense because of the because we know that the Sphinx appears to be much older than the pyramids. It also matches where we believe, in brackets, in where we believe the pole shift occurred. So basically, the pole shift created the massive water damage on the Sphinx, and it created the Mississippi at the same time by reoriented the land masses. It may, in fact, since we don't know, we weren't there, it may, in fact, have been an event that helped spread apart a number of the continents and drop some land masses, such as the lost continent of Atlantis legend.
And what might have happened to those civilizations? Wiped out?
I do believe that if they had enough time to prepare, they wouldn't be completely wiped out. They would, remember, they have advanced technology.
So they were able to move on.
Right, they would move on, they would survive, but their technology would be lost, and all they would have left is legend. It's interesting to note that we look at our planet, we have seven continents, and on every continent they have these same legends, and they also have the same basic architecture.
Also sounds a little like Hopi prophecy, Brent.
Yeah, There is prophecy. There is a lot of prophecy, and I would like to get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, let's do that next hour.
Okay, but if you look at the various continents, they all have similar structures, large pyramid-type structures. Now, remember, we believe that the ancient people didn't have worldwide transportation, and they were all separate from each other. Why all of a sudden do they all build the same sort of structures on all the different continents and have all the same sorts of legends, unless they were all connected at one time and suddenly they were lost? Well, all the evidence seems to point to that.
So when they fled, assuming they had time, some of them probably did not, but when they fled, they probably went by the thousands, I guess.
I would assume so, yes. In fact, hundreds of thousands scattered around the planet.
Maybe they went from Atlantis to Egypt. Maybe
right.
They went from Atlantis to Central America.
Well, Atlantis could be just, for instance, if we had a massive overheaval today, the world might refer to the United States as Atlantis, such as a nation that had tremendous technological resources, weapons that could destroy humanity, flying machines. They could have spaceships that leave the planet, and all of a sudden, it is now below the ocean.
It's gone.
But that doesn't mean there wasn't civilizations on all the other continents at the same time. So a lot of society could have been preserved.